Now listen to this for a phrase. Just put this phrase into your mind for a minute. Humanity owes the child the best it has to give. Right? Humanity owes the child the best it has to give. That was one of the ideas that Shropshire's Eglantine Jebb strongly believed in. She was the co-founder of the charity Save the Children. She lived a remarkable life. Anne Chamberlain is a writer, performer and producer from New Zealand. And after discovering Eglantine Jebb's story, she was determined to bring her life to the stage. And this week, she's doing just that. James Fanning met up with Anne Chamberlain at the Jebb family home in Ellesmere.
Her legacy is quite amazing. Not only did she co-found Save the Children, she also drafted the Rights of the Child, which has now evolved into the current UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. So that's a very enduring and amazing legacy.
So how did you discover her?
Right. Well, I said I'm an actor, writer, producer. Sometimes it's difficult to make a living sometimes, and I do communications work, contract work, different jobs. So I was actually working as a communications advisor on contract for Save the Children in New Zealand. And I was doing some research on Eglantine for a conference, and to my shame, I had never heard of Eglantine until I started doing this contract. And I was amazed to read about her and realise what she had done and how significant it was. I felt very drawn to her story and what she had done. When I came across Eglantine, I thought, when this contract ends, I am going to research, write, perform and produce this show. And happily, it has come to pass. And on the 1st of May, launched it in New Zealand.
How has the reception been then in New Zealand?
Well, surprisingly good. I wasn't sure how it would go. People would say, what are you doing? I'd say, a play about Eglantine. She founded Save the Children. And anyway, what we've found, I have a director in New Zealand, Casey Kelly directs the show, is that it was appealing to a much wider audience than you might first think, because the play is not just about her heroic moments of founding Save the Children and Rights of the Child. It's about her childhood and her heartbreaks and a bit of spiritualism. And so by making it very personal, it seems to reach out to people. So this coming Sunday in this very room, we are having a special preview of the show for Corinna and Lionel's family and friends. It seemed like I always had this idea it would be so lovely to bring her home. So it's there, you can see this, you can see the desk is set up. We've just selected a few books, and so that's the stage, and we'll have about 40 people in here.
So how do you feel ahead of this? Is this quite a nerve-wracking experience for you?
Yes.
In front of the family?
Yes. It's possibly, of all the shows, the one I'm most anxious about. Fantastic. I mean, as a performer, and a writer, you always want people to like your work, but this is so much closer. And yes, it feels more special. It's a real privilege, actually.
So then for the people that are thinking about coming down to the Theatre 7, what can they expect from the production?
You'll learn about Eglantine and her life, but like I say, it's also her personal life. So you follow the trace of her great vision, and also her very private moments, as I say, heartbreaks, explorations, hopes, dreams. How did it all come to pass? And what a tremendous influence she brought to bear. So
what impact has Eglantine had on you then as a person?
She's pulling me forward. I'm being pulled. I'm being drawn to do this. So I've got to do it. She's infected me.
Anne Chamberlain and her production of Eglantine.